Welcome back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Mal, and this is.
Caitlin Olmsted.
So me and Caitlin went to school with each other for about 2 years, and she has a large following on social media, and she posts on YouTube, posts on Instagram, and I'll let you talk about more about that now if you want to.
Yeah, so basically I post on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and I've been doing social media for about 2 years now. And there's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, and it's just been a work in progress, but I've, gone through obstacles and figure out what to do in situations.
So you started social media pretty young, right? So, how did it impact you growing up with social media and wanting to be someone who like posts and is a prominent figure on all forms?
Yeah, so I started going on social media probably when I was 8, which is not a good idea. I don't recommend, if you have kids or know someone, but definitely wait till you're older to get on social media because there's, a lot of things that can be triggering and bad for your mental health. So you got to be really careful with it, and you also have to like set boundaries. But being on social media at such a young age and wanting to be an influencer, it definitely messed with my mental health, and it was really hard growing up and having to deal with that. So that was definitely rough. And it's also hard because I, wanted to grow on social media. So if you don't hit, a certain mark or milestone, it definitely messes with your mental health. You're always comparing to bigger creators, and I find that I definitely do that. So yeah, it definitely wasn't the best starting at a young age.
Yeah, and I feel like as far as young people who tend to like gravitate towards social media, it has become like more prominent. Like I'll be scrolling on Instagram Reels and see like an 8-year-old post a reel, and I'm
Yeah,
like,
it gets younger and younger, and it's kind of scary because it's like I didn't know how to handle at a young age. So as it's getting younger, it's like, how are they supposed to handle it?
exactly. And I think especially with younger kids, they can't really express how they're feeling. Like
Right.
what would you do if your 8-year-old comes to you and was like, "Oh, I'm upset because I got a hate comment." Like you wouldn't know what to do.
Right. Like I had so many hate comments when I was younger, even on Musical.ly, and I would just cry in my room and I didn't know how to handle it, and I didn't know how to tell my parents because if I told my parents, they're gonna be like, okay, then no more social media, and I didn't want to give up a passion, but it's hard to comprehend that.
You said you were quite emotional about it. Did you notice like any other effects to your mental health, specifically like when you were younger on social media?
Yeah, so a big thing for me was diet culture, which is still around now, but diet culture was just a big thing because, people are trying to post things for likes and views, and it's really hard to figure out like what to believe, what's true and what's not true. So I fell on the slippery slope of diet culture and then comparing to mainly girls in bikinis. And again, you never know what's a lie. They could be photoshopping and face tuning. So as an 8-year-old, you're just like, oh, I want to look like that. And then you have diet culture on top of that. So you're like, I need to look like that. Let me do this, that, and this. And it got really bad.
Yeah, I definitely think it's so sad to see, because specifically for female audiences, those type of topics get pushed so much.
Right.
And we've gotten pretty like good at keeping kids safe from all of that, but I know I feel like it's coming back and it's being like romanticized, like
Is
in innocent trends too. I know one of the hosts was talking about like girl dinner and that whole trend, but I feel like it kind of slips its way into everything lately.
right, like everyone is trying to make it a trend, and again, as at a young age, you don't know what to believe.
Yeah, like personally, I think kids, they shouldn't have to worry about their bodies. In school is one thing, but online, like you get ridiculed at school. You come home and you're on your tablet or your iPad or whatever, and you're seeing all this stuff. It can definitely mess with like a little kid's mind that's still like developing and things like that.
Exactly, 100%.
Let's kind of step away from the negatives and move into
Yeah.
positives. What are some positive aspects of having social media to you?
So, yeah, I can't really talk about all the negative because I do social media. So, there is a lot of positives that come to it, like having a fan base. You know, my big thing is helping people. I do a lot of recovery videos and kind of give helpful tips. And my big thing is just helping others. I love, you know, seeing people be like, oh, this helped me so much. And can you do more of this? And, you know, just seeing those comments is so fun to interact with people and kind of get their reaction and what they think about a certain video. So that's always been fun for me. And, you know, I have two TikTok accounts and one with about 11K and the other one with 2K. And I honestly find the one with 2K, there's like so many young people who just feel inspired and they're like, oh my gosh, you're my idol. Like, I feel inspired. And it just makes me happy. And, you know, doing YouTube, people have told me that, you know, I have helped them want to do YouTube. And it just makes you happy. It fills you up with joy. So the joy that comes with social media and doing it for sure is definitely good.
Yeah, I think as far as social media goes, you see people talk about this a lot, but like the highs are so high, but then the lows are like
Right.
incredibly low.
Yeah, it affects your mental health, but there's some times where I've been really sad and I just hop on TikTok and find funny videos and I feel better and I stop crying. So it definitely, like, there's that aspect to it too.
100%. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it just kind of makes people feel better to have people who relate to them in a way. And I know you go to school. Yeah, well, you went to school while you did social media. So was that like different? How was it going to school? Like, did people treat you differently or how did that work out?
So this is kind of a hard question because I never really thought about it. But I feel like I kind of saw who my true friends were because I had people who I didn't really talk to be like, hey, can I be in a YouTube video and stuff like that. And I didn't have many subscribers, but I still found people wanting to be in videos and like posts and stuff. So it was kind of weird for sure. And then I also had the other side of it where people were like making fun of my YouTube channel. Like it was literally only guys, you know, who would say in front of my face, they'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so cringy. And I remember one moment that was really hard for me where I wanted to give up, on social media was when they started playing my YouTube channel in class and started laughing at it. So that was definitely a hard moment for me.
Like while you were in the room.
Yeah, so they were like playing it loud so I could hear it. And, you know, I'm just like people these days. It's like, you know, it's
The
sad, but
audacity. That's
yeah.
actually insane. Oh my God, I did not know about that story. I mean, we weren't really like close until like sophomore year, and I knew you had like a YouTube channel, but I didn't think it was something like I wouldn't want to be your friend just because you have a YouTube channel like that.
Right. Yeah.
So odd. I don't know.
I
That's
know. Yeah, and it's not like I had a lot of subscribers or anything. It was just people like wanted to be in the video. So,
I feel like specifically in like high school and stuff, people take social media so literal
yeah.
for no reason. Like there's no reason things should if someone posts something online, unless if there's a necessary like reason to be worried about them, like why can't people have like an online presence if it's they want to go there? Like I know guys who do they stream and they do gaming videos, but they don't get enough, like they don't get hate at all.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's like, you know, and it's something that's sad. It's just like, okay, you have a YouTube channel, like you're not gonna, they think you're not gonna go anywhere, but if you honestly work hard enough, like you can definitely get somewhere. And, you know, that's what I just have to believe.
I think it's good that you believe it. You're definitely persistent in what you do, and you post a like a lot, and I'm like, okay, Caitlin, like keep at it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Does it like help you connect with people? Like, why did you get into it, you know?
Yeah, so definitely that's another positive with social media. You're able to talk to people. I talk to people a lot on Snapchat. You know, there's Instagram DMs. And what I love about social media is, you know, if you're in elementary school and you lose contact with friends, you can find those friends on social media and then reconnect with them, which I love. Like, there's been plenty of friends where I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to you in forever. And then I get to talk to them through social media. So that's another thing I love about it.
I think it's so fun to find people that you went to like elementary school with.
Yeah.
I know a big thing with you. I remember we did a couple of projects and stuff, and you said you wanted to continue with social media and things like that. What are your plans for like the future in social media?
So I do want to go to college, but I still want to pursue, social media. So right now I'm kind of taking a mental health break on YouTube. I just posted a video, but I took about a month or two break. So I want to continue probably posting once a week like I normally do on YouTube. I do want to go to college and I want to film in college, kind of like a day in my life type videos. And I feel like that'd be really fun, kind of living my aesthetic girl era. So that's my plan. And I post on TikTok every day. So my plan is to keep posting. I do a lot of day in my life. So I do a lot of relatable content. So that's definitely what I want to continue.
Yeah, I think it's cool that you post on both TikTok and Instagram. I mean, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, because I know some people who have like major followings on TikTok and they can't really make that transition to YouTube. Just because the TikTok algorithm is so unforgiving, like you could talk about them more. How has like the do you feel like the algorithms of different apps has hindered your ability to grow, or like do you feel like that's also a cause for people's like deprecating mental health and social media, things like that?
Yeah. So I have like two things. The first thing is a lot of people are striving away from YouTube just because TikTok has become a huge platform. And now there's, Instagram Reels and everything. So I've heard, like, I've watched podcasts of other YouTubers, and they're just saying it's hard to post because, no one wants to go on YouTube anymore. So that's really hard because, I want to be a YouTuber and make longer videos, but now I can't. Now TikTok has a 10-minute feature. So it's like you really can't post, and like I can just tell my views going down. So you can tell people are just, going away from that. And then TikTok, I have 11.7K on one of my accounts, and there's something called shadow banning that they do that is not talked about enough. And basically, they stop promoting your videos to the For You page, and then your views go down and no one sees it. So my videos, I was getting like thousands of views, and now I'm getting like 50. So it's really frustrating because it's like, what do I do? I've worked so hard to gain this many followers, and now I basically have to start from the beginning. So that's kind of what I'm doing now, but I'm not letting it get to me because as long as I'm helping someone, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But another thing that we didn't talk about that I think is big is with school. Like, you guys are a whole, school study break. You guys talk a lot about it. And I think that social media has like affected me with school. I would come home, I got in a really depressed state, and I would go on social media and then like sleep. And I had no time for homework. And I had no time for school. And it's honestly like a really big distraction from schoolwork.
100%. I think, especially with the bigger apps like TikTok, I've noticed not only with myself, but other people as well. Like me and my brothers were actually just having this conversation, but attention spans, like the more you're on the app, I feel like your attention span kind of decreases. And like, I'll be reading a book and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go on TikTok. And then I like follow a bunch of like study accounts and stuff. And they'll be like, I know you're supposed to be reading that book, like put it down and go read it. And I'll be like, okay. So I think it depends on what you follow. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good. I like definitely agree. Or like I'll even see myself, I'll be going out to the movie theaters and I'll find myself going on my phone. Like, I never did that. And if I didn't have social media, I know I would never do that.
Yeah, I feel like it, even now it's harder to like watch movies and things like that. Like I'll be in the theater while the previews are playing and be on my phone and everything.
And I know everyone out there, when they're hanging out with their friends, right when you guys hang out, you go on your phone for like hours because that's what me and my friends do. And it takes away time from hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, I think it's so hard to balance like school or like work and stuff and still have these social interactions and things like that. But like with the added thing of us being on our phones all the time, it gets so much harder to connect with people.
For sure.
Ooh, let me kind of move to the next topic. I kind of want to, before we scurry along, I know your account is big on like recovery, but specifically for people who like overconsume media and struggle with like media perceptions of like their bodies and things like that. Do you have any like tips for that, how they can kind of combat it and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. So like my big thing is set boundaries. So you have to set boundaries for everything, which is something in like the last few months I've had to learn because setting boundaries are hard, but you definitely have to set boundaries. And to do that, you go on social media, you know, if you're scrolling and you find a picture that you may be comparing to, you got to remind yourself like, oh, this could be Photoshop, this could be Facetune, but you also have to remember you're your own person. And you are beautiful and handsome, or like whatever. You are you, and you're amazing in your own way. And if that person's picture is bothering you, or, you know, might be like a triggering feeling, then block them or unfollow them. It's so much easier to like unfollow them and block them because it's so much more work to go back and like unblock them and like find their account. So if you just set that boundary and move on, it's great. Another thing I recommend is if you're on TikTok and you're scrolling, a big thing that's like triggering to me is what I eat in a day. So you just can easily, TikTok has this great feature where you like press the button, you click not interested, and then they'll show you less videos of those. So you can do that, you can block the person. So there's that. And then of course there's screen time. I've had to set screen time on my phone and give myself breaks if I'm like, okay, this is too much. I need a brain break. And then I go read a book or something.
Yeah, I think those tips are really good. Specifically, I know you mentioned people who you deem as like your ideal body type or your ideal looks. Like, you really don't know if somebody else is editing your photos. Like, the biggest celebrities have admitted to
Right.
editing those photos. And I think one quote that I really like is, "Another person's beauty doesn't take away from yours." Like,
Yes.
8 billion people in the world, you're telling me there's only these few people who are beautiful? Like, no, everyone's beautiful in their own way. And if it's not looks, maybe it's personality. You never know. Like, I can guarantee even the meanest people have a tiny bit of beautifulness inside of them, whether it be features or personality. Tumblr girl, what I eat in the day, like
Yeah.
one cracker for lunch, aesthetic is
Wait.
pushed.
Yeah, which goes with the girl dinner. It's definitely been glamorized to not eat, and like that's such a bad thing. And I'm like, I want to make videos where I'm like, you eat what you want to. You eat when you want to. Like that is what we need to glamorize, is eating when you want to, eating what you want to, eating whatever amount that satisfies your body. Like that's what we need to be throwing on the internet.
Yeah, we're just like, it's getting so old, and I'm not that I understand, but I'm saying like, it was kind of ingrained into the like the 90s pop culture, but like in 2023, where we have so many people talking about their negative experiences with things like that, and to the point where you can recognize if someone's not doing well and still being able to see those videos, it's just so disheartening. If you
It
want to
is.
kind of share your own experience too, you can. It's perfectly
Yeah.
normal.
Yeah. So I have struggled with the eating disorder for 2 years now. I went to treatment, so I went through recovery and stuff, and social media was a big thing because all you see is diet culture, healthy living, healthy eating, and it's like really healthy eating is eating 3 meals and 3 snacks a day, satisfying your body, eating what you want. Like that is what healthy living is. On it, like if you're nourishing your body, there you go. And so, you know, I came back to social media after being in treatment for 3 months, and you know, I'm surrounded by these girl dinner things and, you know, people promoting what I eat in a day, but they're eating 2 meals. Like that's where the boundaries comes in, and that's what you need to set. But it's definitely like what you said, disheartening, and it's very triggering, and it's very hard to navigate. And I do have my days where I find myself scrolling and falling into the trap. So you just have to kind of like not fall into the trap.
Yeah, I think our biggest motivators in those situations are ourselves, and we're definitely stronger individuals than we think. And it's hard being like growing up in this age of social media where your deepest, darkest insecurities are on the internet. And you see, I notice specifically, like if I'm in a bad mood and I go on TikTok and I like a video where someone's also like not feeling too good, my entire For You page will just be flooded
Yes.
with sad videos.
Yeah. What I added was like, you got to be careful because, say, you're going through a breakup and it's so hard. going on social media is not the best thing because your whole TikTok is going to be couples. And I know when you go through that breakup, you're not going to want to see a bunch of couple TikToks. So that's when you have to set the boundaries, click not interested, or read a book or something. Go outside, like do something that's going to satisfy your soul and like not society.
Right, like hobbies, I feel like we're both juniors, of course, and one thing I like to do before every school year is watch, like, I know they're so cringy, but the advice videos on YouTube,
Yes.
those hit for me personally. And people were saying, like, oh, junior year is the most challenging year for your mental health, and you got to do something, you got to do some form of care, like get a hobby, like don't be on, you're going to be flooded with homework, do something. And I feel like that's good advice for juniors, but it's good advice for anyone.
Yes, exactly. And like coming home and instead of going straight to social media, come home and do your homework. Come home and take a shower. Come home, go for a walk, feed your dogs. Like do something where you're off your phone and kind of make it a challenge. Like make it a challenge to go as long as you can without social media because in the long run, it's an addiction. And if you stop going on social media for this amount of time, it's going to become habit. So every time you come home from school, your screen time is going to go less and less, and it'll overall be better for your mental health.
Yeah, and invest your time into something else. I know, one thing I liked about was one positive to social media was like it got me back into books, you know, like book talk.
Yes,
I've
for sure.
gotten so many good recommendations. So I've just been coming home and like running to my books, to be honest.
Yes. And I never like read until TikTok. So I'm so glad because I love reading now. I'm in a reading slump right now, which is so frustrating because my readers know reading slumps suck. But you just have to get back into it. And that's like good things about TikTok. If you can find a good niche and good videos you like to watch, it's perfect.
Right. The whole book slump thing, I relate to that so, because it's so hard to read during school.
It is because you have so much homework, and then you're like, oh, I could just go to my phone. And
Right.
that's what you want to do. You just want to go straight to social media.
Right. And I think during the school year, I know it sounds kind of like reversed and stuff, but I know like in the summer you go out and you do fun activities and stuff. So maybe your screen time's less, but for me, it's kind of reversed. Like, during the school year, when I'm done with my work, I don't want to like do anything that's like stimulating my brain anymore because you know your brain just gets so overconsumed. So that's when I like run to my phone and that's when I go to social media and
Yeah,
it
and
doesn't really.
that's why I had to prioritize my mental health this year and do online school because, yeah, I wanted to do online school to focus on doing social media. But since I'm doing online school, I find that I'm on my phone less because I'm on a screen all day. So then I want to do stuff. I want to get outside. I want to go hang out with friends. So if you prioritize your mental health and find what you need for yourself, it definitely helps.
Yeah, 100% agree. I think I also noticed that during COVID, like I wasn't really on like social media a lot during COVID because like you spend 8 hours on the computer doing
Right.
school. Like,
Exactly.
a little plug, sorry. I wanted to plug Sydney's book because it's so good.
Oh my gosh, yes, I read it. It's so amazing.
It's amazing. By the way, guys, there's a book. It's called A Shattered World by Sydney Horn. She's like a friend of mine. She's such a good author. Y'all probably can't see this, but it's this book.
Yes. It's called A Shattered
Amazing.
World. I know you can get it on Target. I know you can get it on Barnes and Noble, so go get it. I'm
Go get
actually
it.
going to her book signing today, so I'm very excited.
Oh my God, yeah. And then also, that's another positive. Like, you can use social media to push your passion projects.
Yes, which I'm coming out with a book, so be prepared, guys. But I definitely like can't wait because obviously I'm gonna get it out there more by social media, so that's definitely a pro.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that I want to do that I wouldn't have known about until like social media. Like honestly, this podcast, I was scrolling on my For You
Yes.
page.
And there you go. And now you're an amazing host,
I
so.
know. Stop. Thank you. Thank you. It's actually funny because I feel like social media also like pushed me to kind of do things I was afraid of. A year ago, you would never catch me speaking to people like
Yeah, and here you are, like interviewing so many people.
thank you, thank you. It's literally been like, you know, my family always says like I talk a lot and stuff like that, but it's a passion of mine, and like I feel like you learn so much from people that you don't see online, and it really takes like a good conversation to get to them. So I feel like that's another thing with social media. It's a tarp, you know, people show the best versions of themselves.
Right. I definitely agree
100%.
with that.
100%. We're gonna go ahead and get into the conclusion. One big question I wanted to kind of hit is, do you have any regrets in starting social media?
I wouldn't say I have any regrets. I don't really have a lot of regrets in life, you know. I think things happen for a reason and you do things for a reason. I feel like my content's supposed to be out there for a reason, but it does get hard because you compare yourself to other influencers and there's so many bigger influencers and creators out there and you're kind of like, why aren't my videos doing good if theirs are? So, like, that's hard because I'm always comparing to my videos. I don't regret it. I mean, little me would be so proud of me, her doing her YouTube videos in her room when she was 9 years old. So she would be so proud seeing her that she has like 800 subscribers and 11K on TikTok. So I wouldn't say no, I don't have any regrets.
That's good. I feel like it suits you, honestly.
Thank you.
You're a person that you would just like, it's literally a breath of fresh air. And so if you guys haven't watched, go plug your social media, girl. Get into
Yes,
it.
so basically my Instagram is caitlin.daily.dues. My TikTok is also caitlin.daily.dues. And then I have a new backup account on TikTok and it's caitlin's.daily.dues.2. And then my YouTube is Kate1YN Faith. So you guys can go check it out.
You really should. I like, honestly, I'm not a big YouTube girly. So when I go eat dinner, I'm like, okay, let me see if Kaylin's posted. I gotta support my girl, you
I
know.
know I need to post more. I've been kind of slacking. But
No,
it
for
also is
sure.
something I want to add is like it helps with social anxiety because I used to not be able to film anywhere and then I or like just talk anywhere and now I literally filmed in school. I filmed inside the store. So if you are struggling with social anxiety, whip out that camera. It's like the new tube girl TikTok. Like just whip out the camera.
Just get into it, you know.
Hey.
You gotta kind of push yourself to be more extroverted in a way if you want to. If you enjoy
Yes.
being introverted, you do you, you know. My Instagram obviously is AMAL_Duali, ML Duali. Follow Study Break's Instagram. Yes, follow them. It's at the Study Break Podcast. That will be all for this week's episode. Thank you so much, Caitlin. Do you have anything to say to our lovely viewers?
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I just hope that everyone like has a good day and enjoys this podcast episode.
Me too, guys. And also make sure you tune in 3 times every week on your favorite app. Follow Study Break on Spotify and Apple Music. And we'll see you next week, next Wednesday, guys. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.